One of the things Elijah Qualls was saying is you kind of took him under your wing, like, today and everything. Like, what did you see out of him being, you know, his first practice, and you've been down all the time because of the
I mean, he's a very, very explosive kid from what I saw when we first got out there. When we first got on the field, you know, I know that it was his first day, and, you know, he got through a curveball, so he didn't get a chance to go to meetings and learn nothing. And, you know, my message to him was to watch the guy in front of him. You know, I said, I told him, you know, if I get a play, 9 times out of 10, when his group goes, he'll get the same play. So to watch the guys in front of him, and you know, he just, you know, just learn it, and you know, just visualize it, and you know, just run it himself.
When did the coaches approach you about working on the outside this year?
No, I mean, it's just some stuff that we're doing different. I mean, I did it last year on a few plays, and I guess they thought it was some good stuff. It was some stuff we can work on, and give me a chance to get a 1-on-1.
Kind of a blessing in disguise they moved practice earlier given how hot it was out there today.
I mean, it don't. I mean, we got to practice either way. But moving it in early is, you know, I think actually it might be the hottest point of the day. Was probably mid-morning when we went out there. You know, we got through it. It was a great practice. Everybody got out there. We competed, and now we get ready for meetings.
It was kind of a weird day.
I mean, things happen. I mean, they're just like, you know, a game. You know, stuff get thrown at you, you know, you got to be prepared for it. But I think we did a great job at it. The tempo in practice was really great. The energy of practice was really great. And, you know, we closed it out, we finished it with a good practice, and now we get to go to meetings.
Fletcher, what's your message to Marcus Smith?
With Marcus?
Yeah.
You know, just come in, man. Just be yourself. Just focus on the little things. And, you know, it's really, you know, number one, glad to have him back. You know, I've been in his situation before, you know, where I haven't been here until this time. But, you know, most importantly, I told him, you know, be smart. You know, I also told him he haven't chased the football down, in a couple of weeks. So just be smart about it, and you know, just do your job.
How much do you miss by not being here? You know, the last month that you've been having these OTAs. How much do you miss when you're not here?
I mean, me, man, personally. I mean, I can speak for myself. Not being here, you know, last off season, you know, kind of put you a step back because of, you know, you're not being here, and you know, you're not getting into that. You know, you're in shape, but you're not into that top football shape. So you're here for 3 days, like I were last year, and you spend the whole training camp in the first part of the season trying to pick yourself up to get into that football shape.
What sort of difference do you see in the offensive line, if any, already with having Peters kind of in there and that?
I mean, we all know what Jason can do, man. You know, Jason's a pro. He's been around for a long time, and we all know what he can do. We all respect Jason, you know, as a friend, as a teammate, and as one of the veterans on his team.
Do you see a difference, though, like in the line, or is it still practice? You don't really see,
yeah. I mean, everybody know when Big Dog here. Everybody know when Jason there. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, he's one of the leaders in the offensive line room.